Good morning, Sower Nation. Today is Saturday, August 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. It's another Holy Spirit Saturday in our summer series, and I am delighted to be with you to share in this meeting with Jesus together. We have a special story today from a surprise guest, and I'll tell you who that is in a few moments, but they're very special to me, as you'll see. And we are going to learn more what it means to respond to the Holy Spirit, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the moment is. So wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, our entry is titled today, Jesus at the Red Light. And our scripture passage is from Matthew 25, verses 35 to 40. Hear the word of the Lord. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you did for me. The word of the Lord. Consider this. Well, before I share with you this particular Holy Spirit story, I want to say something about the All the Things ministry of Jesus that has to do with seeing. Seeing what the Father is doing in the lives of those who are in need, those who are poor by the world's standards, those who have some level of vulnerability or weakness that puts them in a place of need for food or clothing or hospitality and shelter or care, or, and that's what this story is about today, presence. And you're going to hear in today's story, you're going to hear some similar notes to another story we've shared this summer, but I want you to particularly focus in on the end result of this moment of caring for someone in a moment of presence, and then experiencing joy and God giving his heart to us to intercede for the person. Not right in front of them with the may I pray for you now kingdom question, but no less part of that kingdom traveling prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done, where God actually gives us his heart for someone and we pray with groans from the Spirit, things that words can't express. We're caught up in praying with the Spirit for someone. So today's story comes to us from Anita Wilt, who happens to be not only a follower of Jesus and a listener to the wake-up call on the podcast, but also she's my wife. So it's a good story. And as she shared it, I thought, well, this is great. It has some resonance with another story we've shared. But at the same time, it really focuses us on this transforming joy that happens when we respond to Jesus. And then when we're in someone's presence, how he then gives us a heart to pray for them, and particularly gives us his heart. So let's turn to hear Anita's story. All right. Well, Sower Nation, I'd like to introduce you to Anita, my wife.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm so glad that she can be joining us today for our Holy Spirit story.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself, and then we'll hear your story today.
All right.
Go for it.
Well, I am a Wake Up Call listener on the podcast. We have three children, adult children, and a bonus child. I was a teacher of young children for many years. And then most recently, I have been working as a receptionist at a family physician's office.
Mm-hmm. And she's a great encouragement to me every single day of her life. So you have a wonderful Holy Spirit story for us. I just love this because it's a picture of how I think when we respond to the Holy Spirit, we then are touched and changed in the process. So I wanted Anita to share this story with you. So why don't you go ahead and share it?
All right. I was driving out of a shopping center parking lot, stopped at the red light, when I spotted an older gentleman on the sidewalk nearby. I could see that he was selling The Contributor, a newspaper for homeless folks in our area that can sell for $2 each. I always try to roll down my window and purchase one when I can. But this time there were two lanes of traffic between him and me. This man was clearly suffering from some physical ailment as he had a walker and a folding chair next to him. He couldn't come across two lanes of traffic while the light was red, even if I waved at him to come, even if he wanted to come. I was pondering that this was unfortunate when the Holy Spirit nudged me to go through the light, turn around, and re-enter the parking lot so I could buy one of his papers. Lord, that is so inconvenient, I thought. But I knew the prompting of the Spirit, and my choice was to obey or not. Thankfully, I chose to obey. I proceeded through the green light, turned around where I could, and came back to the parking area closest to where he was now seated with his papers. I decided to actually park my car and walk up to him. I pulled out my wallet and gave him whatever cash I had and bought the paper. I told him to keep the extra money because I knew the Lord wanted me to do that. The man was having difficulty with speech and his hands were shaking. When I returned to my car after speaking with him for a minute, I experienced such a wave of joy that I had obeyed and felt so grateful that God used me to bless this man in some way. As I departed the parking lot for a second time that day, I prayed that God would meet this gentleman, provide for his needs, and heal his body. I was so glad Jesus gave me the opportunity to show kindness to this man in his name.
Thank you, Anita.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a great story. I love it so much. Mm-hmm. Let's talk for a moment about the joy and the prayer that flowed from it.
Okay.
You're in your car, and you said you felt this wave of joy fill you, and that led you into prayer. So in this case, she's not praying for the person in the moment, the may I pray for you now moment. It's this sense that she used to go away, there's joy, and there's a prayer that emerges in her. Talk a little bit about that.
I was really surprised about how much joy I felt at just being obedient to turn around and park my car and go up to him. I didn't expect that sense of deep joy. And in doing the whole act, I really felt God giving me a heart for this man, which is why when I went back into my car, I just knew I had to pray for him, and just really felt God's heart for this gentleman. But I was like, wow, if this is how being obedient and doing, stepping out and doing this, if my feelings I'm as blessed as this man was blessed by me giving him money. Yeah. Why am I not doing this more often?
Yeah, so good, so good. Well, thank you for that story. Let's, Sower Nation, let's pray for Anita, as we always like to do, and let's bless God's continued work in and through her life.
Thank you.
All right, let's pray. Father, we give you thanks for Anita, because the story of love that led her here is the story of love that will lead her forward. And we thank you that in that forward motion of this great story of love you've been weaving in her life, others are going to be caught up in it. Others are going to be touched by it. So we thank you for this story and this man's life. Bless him. And we bless Anita to continue to experience those promptings from your spirit, no matter where she is, when she is in her day and in her schedule. We just pray for a continued grace so that she can experience that joy of seeing a life touched and her own life changed in the process. So we come together and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you enjoyed hearing that story. And particularly, I know we heard resonances of this moment where we have to turn around in our car and go to someone. But isn't it amazing, this moment where we're filled with joy? And then we're led to intercession. That's happened with me many times over my life as I sought to learn the all the things ministry of Jesus, everyday ministry and the power of the Spirit with him. And I've heard many stories similar to this over the years, that when we're present to someone, notice that she parked, she went to him, she wanted to be there with him in that moment, and she saw his need, and it just gave her God's heart, or God gave her his heart for him, and it moved her then in her car, just separate from him, to intercede, to seek God, to touch his life. And so, what a beautiful, beautiful story. So today, let's read our prayer and do our journal prompts and sing together our prayer. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, one of the greatest gifts we have been given as your people is the ability to pray for others with your heart and to see things change. Thank you for the joy there is in hearing and obeying your voice and how you give us your heart for someone so we can truly pray with groans. Groans from the Holy Spirit that words can't express, your Spirit can pray through us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And here are our journal prompts. Part of the ministry of Jesus for the apprentice of Christ is caring for the vulnerable and being present to those in need. Who in your reach meets the criteria of Matthew 25? Those who need food, drink, hospitality, or just the gift of your presence. How could you reach out to them today with the love of Jesus? And let me just remind us of this. There are many ways to care for the vulnerable. It's not just giving them resources. I love this story because it led to intercession, and now she can't get that out of her heart. She has that man as part of her prayer list for the rest of her life. And I love that there are these moments of maybe resource sharing and presence, but also God may be inviting you to share hospitality, care about housing. For our family, caring for those who are vulnerable and weak related to housing is a big deal. It has been. And we're still learning, myself, my wife, my kids, how to lean into this along the way. But it might be hospitality. It might be caring for the sick. It might be caring for someone who's vulnerable. Maybe who has dementia or is struggling with age or is struggling with illness. Maybe it is actually feeding someone with consistency, or giving clothing and supporting in that way. Maybe there's some other expression. I just encourage you, keep saying yes to Jesus, to the small moments, and then the larger, more substantial welcomings into a ministry that serves those who care for the vulnerable and the weak. And again, it's all about what the Spirit is speaking to you and guiding you into, what you see the Father is doing and what you sense that the Spirit's inviting you into. All right. Well, we're going to sing our song Sanctuary together. And I want to encourage you, please keep sending in your Holy Spirit stories. Again, it's a really easy process. Just go to seedbed.com/Holy Spirit stories. Tell us what happened. Tell us what you sensed the Lord doing in that moment. Tell us how you responded in that moment. And then number four, just tell us what the aftermath was for you, what it was like for you to see God move. What were the results in the moment? So let's sing and worship, and then we'll head into the fields. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Well, today, the Lord is going to give you eyes to see by His Spirit, and He's going to give you ears to hear by His Spirit. He's going to continue His ministry through you as His apprentice. Ours is to live in union with Him, to stay close, to keep a tender, listening heart for Him to do what He intends to do through ordinary you and I, as my wife says, ordinary birds. Us just stepping into the world, loving others in the way of love, moving in the way of love, in the gentleness and humility of Jesus, in His name, showing people the good news that He sees them, He knows them, and He's welcoming them into fullness of relationship with Himself. All right, let's get those seeds, and I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm Dan Lowe.